Yes. Like, as you know, although there's lots of houses affected, thousands of them, in fact, but the community that we live in is crumbling as well. And I felt that while we have the housing agency at our meetings, we have no representation from any of the Department of Agriculture who should be there to listen about defective farm buildings. The same with community centres, you know, sports clubs. They are all under different remits. And I do think we need to start the conversation to get these people into the room, because like we're 14 years down the line, two failed schemes, and we're not much farther on with less than 100 houses completed. So, you know, we're a long way off. So we need to get more, we need to get the right people in the room so that they can hear of the stress that this is causing to the whole community and get it, get the ball rolling to get, you know, community centres and farm buildings and all included in future schemes.
And it can seem a bit naive that this wouldn't have been thought of. Even the scheme at hand at the moment doesn't even include social housing. And then your party colleague Joy Beard had also mentioned health HSE departments should be present too, because this has taken a toll on people's mental health, but also their physical health.
Of course, this is affecting the entire county, the entire community, and I do believe there's not enough joined up thinking. You know, we're fighting on one front, which is with the housing agency, but we need to be liaising and speaking to these other government agencies and departments, you know, to get things moving. Because at the moment, none of the community centres, the football clubs, the farm buildings, the commercial people, hoteliers, tourism providers, and hospitals and hospital buildings, as well as county council buildings, there are none of these being covered under the present scheme. So we need to be having talks about it.
And how were things left?
Well, the request was that we invite other departments to our meetings, so we're going to look at that apparently and see who or what is the best way going forward. But from our point of view, we need these people in the room so that they can hear the stress, they can hear the anxiety, and hear the problems that we're all encountering here in Donegal. Like, it's no good if it's just if they're sitting in Dublin not listening to us.